Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the hottest desert. I'll travel.
Favor in your sight.
Lord, please, Lord, please.
I gotta be where you are. your glory, I would do anything. We know that the Bible tells us, for the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. How many of us that are out there listening want God's glory to be revealed in our life? No matter how long it takes, no matter how much it costs, we want God's glory in our life. God bless you and good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we pray that whatever is said today is a blessing to you, you, and you. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but it is here for your encouragement, your enjoyment, and your inspiration. Thank you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. If you would like to reach out to Global Gospel, we are on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. And we're on Tumblr as Global Gospel. And we want you to know that we are also syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. All our shows are archived, and you can listen in at any time, day or night, in any hemisphere or in any time zone. We thank God for each and every one of those outlets. If you'd like to reach, write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address, globalgospel17@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Please reach out to us. You can also comment on our Blog Talk page in the player. Leave us a message. Let us know that you are listening, and we will be sure to give you a shout out. We will open up the line at some point today. Our number is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800 is our number in studio. We want to shout out to all of our listeners, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, California, Georgia, the Carolinas, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Illinois. We thank God for each and every one of you across the United States of America, then our neighbors to the North, Canada, to our neighbors to the South, the West Indies, Brazil, and Bolivia. And if we cross the ocean over on the continent of Europe, we thank God for Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, Italy. And then we thank God for those that are listening in India, China, and Australia. We thank God for those that are in South Africa, the Congo, Angola, Nigeria, Mozambique. Wherever you are, we thank God for you, you, and you. And we thank God for this being able to come every week to reach out to you. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And by now, if you've been tuning into Global Gospel for some time, you should know that scripture by heart. And what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is here to free you, to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and set you free. And so that is why we are here, so that the gospel is preached to you, you, and you. Why? Because Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to give his life in exchange for our lives, that we don't have to die, but that we can live on and have everlasting life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The gospel is here, black, white, rich, or poor. The gospel is here for you. And there's so much going on in the world today. I can't think of any other thing to offer anyone accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the gospel is liberating. In a time where we are being locked down and shut down and locked out, the gospel is here to free you. And that is why we are here. Today, we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in just a few minutes, as we do each and every week. We try to have someone that has made a contribution to this world, to our society, to our community, to the body of Christ, because we are here to learn from each other. We are here to help each other. We are here to build each other up. And God has put us here to have fellowships, friendships, and relationships. And certainly you can't, somebody said it, I can't exactly remember how they said it, but you can't have a ship without, can't have a fellowship with just one person on aboard the ship. But you get the point. We are here to help each other and to love one another. And so after this selection, we will be hearing from our special guest. This one is Jay Moss. We must praise. We must praise. Stay tuned and be blessed.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord.
Created to Give God Praise. I'm back. I'm your host once again, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special guest is in studio with us today. Hello, special guest.
How are you today, Lamar?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing great, brother. It's an honor to be on the show with you today.
And we are honored and happy and excited to have you share with us today. For those of you that didn't catch that voice, how about you tell our listeners who you are?
I am Jared Kershaw, also known as Tobin Music.
Okay, thank you, Jared Kershaw, a.k.a. Tobin Music, for joining with Global Gospel on today. And certainly this is a talented and gifted brother. How about you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I could start with you, sir. I grew up in Hempstead, Long Island. I'm from Hempstead, Long Island, New York. And I had the pleasure of going to school with Lamar. And that's when I first met you. And also went to Delaware State University, graduated in 2005 with some great brothers and sisters. And also a little bit more about myself. I have my own company. My company name is JKM Lion Publishing, LLC.
Okay. So, yes, we thank you. Yes, he is from that great village of Hempstead, located in Long Island, New York. And if they can come out of Hempstead, the answer is yes. Great people come from Hempstead. Great people came through the Hempstead Public School District. And I've known as this brother since like elementary school for a very long time. And certainly thank God that we are still here to tell the story. Amen.
Amen.
So you have a lot of you're an entrepreneur, business person, and let's start. You went to Delaware State, historically black college, correct?
Yes, it is, the HBCU.
So what was the determining factor in you attending a HBCU?
Well, actually, I was a part of the Comet program and the STAR program at Hempstead. And the STAR program used to take us on college tours. And one of our college tours was Delaware State University. And when I went to that school, I got so much pride and energy in seeing the black historical college, kind of like the high school I left, Hempstead, very diverse. And I was looking for new opportunities and a new direction of education. And that school had a lot of school pride. I just want to give a big shout out to all my DSU Hornets out there.
All right. Shout out to the DSU Hornets. All right. So that's great. Always a good thing to attend, go for higher education. And actually I was reading or listening to something a little while ago. And in the time period that we came up with, well, despite, you know, what, you know, is in the media, Bill Cosby played a very major role in our generation as far as the Cosby Show and also A Different World. And it was actually found that while A Different World was on television, that the enrollment of African Americans in HBCUs actually increased during that time period. And so it's important that we pay attention to our surroundings and also, you know, reach back to our history and certainly build on our history. So what was it like attending Delaware State? What did you study? What did you major in?
My major was Management Information Systems, and I minored in history. That's kind of how everything goes about with the book. I kind of explained in my description. At Delaware State, I was studying for African American Studies and met some great men and women on the campus and going through those trials and tribulations of going through studies and tough classes and dissertations and things like that. It was very liberating. You had to be self-motivated and had that drive to to be successful. So it kind of pulls out of you whether you're going to go home or you're going to push forward. So it was a great experience. It was I met a lot of my contacts that I have right now, present time, that I still work with from school. So we're still a family. We help each other, and they got families, and they got businesses. And and Delaware State has grown since I last graduated in 2005. But it was a great experience. One of the things I liked about Delaware State was Harriet Tubman used to stop through. That was a part of her passage to go from the north to the south was actually on our campus.
Wow.
So we actually have a dorm after Harriet Tubman called the Tubman Hall. And it's right next to where the Underground Railroad was.
Wow, that's an interesting fact. That's something that I did not know. And certainly that's why we are here to learn from each other.
Yes.
You attended Delaware State. You history was a part of your course of study. And so after college, what did you go on to do in your professional career?
Well, I'll be honest. One thing that was a great opportunity was to walk away with a degree. I did take my time. And the first thing I did when I graduated was thinking about my family and probably migrating them from New York to the South. And that's kind of what we did. We did a migration from New York and transferred all the family to Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Big shout out to the Atlanta area. Most of them settled down there, ATL. And most of them settled down in that area. And after school, I just started getting into different things. I started touching in the medical field, and I also was touching into real estate. So I just started getting into entrepreneurship.
Awesome. In the way that the world is, the direction that it's going in right now, what would you say to individuals and young people about education and entrepreneurship?
Knowledge is power. One thing that someone can't take from you is the knowledge that you gain. So that's the most important thing. It's more important than money. It's definitely spiritual and spiritual wealth and knowledge of self is
mm-hmm.
wealth. So that's important for the young generation to focus on educating yourself. Even if you don't like education as far as school, because there's a lot of kids that's not into the school system, but go to technical school. There's hands-on programs. Also, if not that, then try to be an entrepreneur. But the future is definitely getting more competitive, and you guys got to get very ambitious and creative.
Well said. So you worked in the medical field, you became an entrepreneur, and so now one of the main features of today is, and we're going to come back to your music career a little later, because I think when I first talked to you, I think we really talked about Tovin Music. And
that was the first time. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then we never continued that connection. But now we are you are now an author, and we'll come back to the music part later. So you're an author.
Yes.
How did you land in this area?
Oh, man. It started in college, Delaware State. That was in my second year. I had a job across the street at a casino. It's where the NASCAR racing was.
Okay.
It's DuPont Racing. I was working in a hotel, and I was sitting as a pool boy. And I would sit at that desk, and I would just be sitting there. It wouldn't be any people coming down. So I would just sit there and start writing. And that's when I started writing this book, Blue Skies and Sunny Day. And with that book, I really wrote it to be a film. I wrote Blue Skies, Sunny Days. It was written to be a movie script or to be a TV series based on historical timelines in the 1920s. It's about It's a historical fiction saga about two African-American boys, Blue and Sunny, born in the South in an era of Jim Crowism in the 1920s. Blue finds himself witnessing that he found his murder, the people who murdered his father, who was tarred and feathered him, and he takes revenge and with his friend Sonny on their oppressors.
Wow. And we are going to let you know, our listeners know how you can get this book in a little while. And so just generally speaking, there are some themes here, such as racial tensions, obviously. And so as an African-American, as an African-American male, which adds another layer of being African-American, why did you feel it was important to bring attention to something that happened before your time?
Well, honestly, it was influenced by one of my professors, Dr. Williams. I was in his class at that time while I was writing this book, and he was making us dig up artifacts on our ancestors who came to the Virginia area in the year 1616, and the course was really directed on actually finding how many slaves and how can we backtrack our artifacts and find how to tie LinkedIn numbers, actual numbers that was coming off the ships and things like that. So it kind of motivated me into that area where he had us reading other things that was just in the past. So I was just in a place where I was living mentally in the 1920s. So I was able to write this book easily, like I was there, based on the good leadership of my professor, Dr. Williams.
Mm. So how, after what you learned from your class and starting to write this play or book, how do you view our current situation in history? Do you think has a lot changed since the 20s, or a lot has not changed?
A lot has changed and a lot has not changed. A lot of mind frames have changed. There's a lot of new generation of people out here with new thinking and not old thinking. And then there's a lot of people that are stuck on old ways things. So it's this book, it's funny that this book is now released in a time that it's so crucial in what's going on with everything in today's time. But it was written in 2002. So it's kind of funny that I released it this year, but it was time.
Right. And timing is everything. And as you said, sometimes the more things change, the more they stay the same. And
yes.
So there is definitely still oppressive forces out there. I mean, it's not 1920 anymore, obviously. And we are in a different decade, a different time, a different century. But, you know, we still face certain economic, political, social, political, religious issues that were very much real a long time ago, and they are very much real today. One of the things I just want to go back. We don't want to talk too much about the book because we want our listeners to purchase the book. So just tell us a little bit, and then I'm going to go back to the book. Tell us how we can get this book.
Oh, this book you can find only on thebookpatch.com. Thebookpatch.com is, you can go there and just type in Jared Kershaw or Blue Skies and Sunny Days. Or you can find it on, you can Google it and find it. I was able to get a distribution deal with BookPatch.com. And it's actually the company BookPatch itself is an author that made this company to look out for other authors. So all the self-publishers out there who are looking for a good foundation to get their book distributed on their own terms, Book Patch is a good avenue.
So we want you, all of our listeners, to definitely look for this on Book Patch, Blue Skies and Sunny Days by Jared Kershaw of JKMK Lion Publishing, LLC. And certainly your eyes will be open to some things that you may or may not have known, or according to the period and time that this is set in. And so one of the things that you did mention and reference, and we've talked previously about, is education. And you mentioned in the book, you made a reference to Booker T. Washington. And
yes.
I actually, when I read Up From Slavery, I did. There was a lot of things that I didn't know and I didn't realize. And I encourage people to read that, because it definitely will open your eyes to some things. Because, I mean, we are so close but so far away from that time. And one of the references in there was made about school and about how a whole race of people were looking for education, and how another thing, there was night school, there was school after work, and there was Sunday school, which was important too, because many people didn't have to work on Sunday, so that was their time to be educated. And coming from a Christian standpoint, we really don't realize how important Sunday school is. We think, okay, we just Sunday school, we go into church to learn about the Bible, but there are other aspects of how Sunday school became so important to us. And so what would you have us to know about education? Because that was one of the themes that was stressed in your book.
Yes. Education is important to the point where I know I have some teachers listening. So please, even through the social dysfunctions that are going on in our educational system at this moment, still keep understanding that your job is the most important job on this earth, to educate our future, because that's what I'm putting all of my company's focus on, the future of hiring new warriors and thinkers and creators to manifest the new generations in the future to come. They are the future. So education has to be the foundation that solidifies it. Now, whether that is education through a social school structure like I went to, Delaware State, or it can be a technical school that I actually went to as well. So you can take both sides. And if it's not the technical side or the institution like Delaware State University and other HBCUs that are out there, I would say mostly let's focus on self-educating, reading lots of great books like Booker T. Washington, and great books like Stanley Tookie Williams' autobiography, or Harriet Tubman, and all these great leaders that are out there. Just great books. Ida B. Wells is one of my favorites. So just great leaders that you just don't know about, that are just sitting in books waiting to speak to you. Education is awesome. And that's how you meet a lot of your great contacts. And that's where you're looking for the people who are looking to make change in the future. And we must measure twice, cut once.
That is a, from a construction point of view, that is very good. Very good advice. And from any point of view, that is very good advice, because sometimes you just can't afford to lose the material.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a brief moment to all the supporters that I got out there, and I can't just not touch on the great teamwork that brought me on this phone, and some of the purpose of the book and other things that we're working on. JKM Lion Publishing, LLC is currently seeking funding for possible film productions in addition to looking to collaborate with other companies that are currently working on the Black documentaries based on historical, political, and economic current issues and current events. JKM Lion Publishing LLC is in collaboration with Full Circle Films and SKW Productions and Doxo Music Productions, as well as Gnarly Boy Publishing LLC, is developing the screenplay and the musical scoring for the future films of Blue Skies and Sunny Days that is coming to a screen near you soon. Brace yourself for great creativity and a phenomenal storyline. I just wanted to touch on that, Lamond, and I wanted you to go back into your questions.
Oh, no problem. And so, you know, you mentioned a few of those people. So tell us some of your influences and mentors that have some of the names behind all of these productions.
I gotta give the biggest influence is Jesus and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Lord and the Living God first and foremost. And then moving forward, I would say my brother, who rest in peace, Rahsaan Michael Tillman. He was an exceptional musician, producer, innovator, and businessman, as well as entrepreneur and motivator. And I lost him in 2007, and I've been carrying kind of the legacy that me and him been building, and that's how I transferred. His company used to be called Focal Point Entertainment, and I kind of recreated it after he left me because I couldn't keep up with the – he was trying to start a music company, like a big music business. He wanted to be in the music business. So I didn't want to do that after I lost him, so I just started JKM Lion Publishing, which touches on the books that we write, because I write books and got a lot of books coming to you guys out there, as well as we have music under that same company. So we got music out there and albums. And I'm in the gospel music as well. I'm a gospel hip-hop artist as well as a songwriter, composer, and producer. And some of the musical things fall under the umbrella of this same company. So that's what I want to tell you about.
Awesome. And I just want our listeners to know, now, if you have any questions, because our time is going to go, it goes pretty fast, and we are going to touch on Tovin Music. If you would like to call in, if you have any questions about the music or about the book, or just questions in general for Jarrett Kershaw, you can call us in studio. We're on live, 619-924-0800. Please call us and give us a shout out. There is somebody online. I'm not sure if you want to say something, but if you want to, call her. Are you there? Would you like to say something?
Yes. Good afternoon, Reverend Townsend.
Good afternoon.
And also good afternoon to Mr. Jarrett. You got a very you have a very catchy name, Mr. Jarrett. This is Marlon calling from Hempstead. Business owner myself. I'm looking forward, for some business partners. I was wondering how I could contact you in regards to discussing business, if you have like an email, a phone number, something of that sort.
Yeah, I'll give you an email over the radio station. If you could stay on the line when we get off air, I can give you my phone number. But
okay.
You could actually look on Facebook and just type in Jarrett Kershaw. Try to find me on Facebook, add me as a friend, and direct message me from there.
Okay.
And I also want to say happy Sabbath to you today, brother.
You as well. You as well. Shalom.
All right.
And I look forward to doing business with you.
Likewise. And also thank you for your many contributions to society and, of course, our own community. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I just, I want to give just want us to keep praying for our future kids out there, because they're really going through some suffering. And I just want to make sure that we each one teach one, and we just try to build each other and show love. Also, brother, my email you asked me for, I didn't want to forget, is jkmklyonpublisher@gmail.com.
Got it. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if you want to get my phone number, just touch base with Lamar, and he'll give that to you.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You as well.
Once again, our number is 619-924-0800. Please give us a call, 619-924-0800. Okay, we do want to hear from Tovin Music. So let's play a selection. You tell me which one you want. Wait, we have a caller. Before we go to that, we have another caller.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Would you like to say something?
Yes, good afternoon. I would like to just say that I'm so inspired by you, Jared, and I'm just so grateful you give me hope to continue on with my own dreams. So thank you so much.
Thank you
tell
for calling.
Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Nene, and I'm calling from Irmo, South Carolina.
All right. Thank you, Mimi from South Kakalaki.
Nene,
okay. Thank you for tuning in. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, somebody else, okay.
Yes, I also want to give a great shout-out to Jared. He's just wonderful. He's wonderful. I love you, Jared. And congratulations.
And keep up the good work.
Appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. All right. Keep calling us, 619-924-0800. Tovin Music, what selection are we playing?
Let's play He's Worthy to Be Praised, because you know the Lord Jesus Christ is always worthy to be praised.
And how, before we play it, how did we get to this selection?
I got to say the Holy Spirit fell upon me in the studio, and I wrote the song. I was actually just going around some good friends and good times, and the Spirit of the Lord fell on me, and I started writing this song. I produced the instrumental as well. And just put it in the studio, and here it goes.
Okay. Before we go to that, I have another caller.
Okay.
Okay, caller, hello?
Hello?
Yes. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes.
I just wanted to speak in for a moment when I had a chance.
Okay. Okay, thank you for calling in, brother.
Oh, hey, Jay. Hey, this is Mike Boggs. I just wanted to give a shout-out to you, Jay, man. I appreciate what you're doing, and I have my family here. We're all listening to you guys on the podcast, and everybody here supports you. Obviously, you know I
awesome.
Support you.
Okay, so, and you Mike Boggs, who can you tell him to introduce yourself, Mike, for us?
Please do.
As Jared knows, Jared and I went to school together. My name is Mike Boggs. We went to school together in college, and we maintained a close friendship since then. And I recently got in contact with Jared when he started publishing this book within the last about 6 months. And we worked on editing the book and kind of helped with the publishing of the book. But Jared is the main brainchild behind this. I really am proud of him. He's been a really great friend. Unfortunately, because of the COVID situation, we haven't got to be able to hang out lately, but I just always supported him. He supports me. And as Jared said earlier, we're in the process of trying to work on establishing an anthology for this current book, as well as moving forward with some type of film. That's current where Jared's vision's at going forward with the book.
Now, Mike, am I correct? You are the founder of Full Circle Films, am I correct?
That is correct.
Yes, so I want to tell you, this is the Lamar, this is the brother that went to Delaware State University with me, and we were struggling through that campus trying to get to papers and staying up late studying and writing,
I hate
like 15, 20 papers that were due in just weeks at a time and back to back. And this is the one that actually completed the book, Blue Skies and Sunny Days. I couldn't have completed this book without his preface that he did. It was really the icing on the cake.
Yes. So we, once again, we want you to get this book. And Mike, we are going to we're going to have part two, and you'll have to, because I hear that you're a great historian, et cetera. So you're going to have to come back for part two, and we're going to have to go a little more in depth to filming and et cetera in history. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And Jay, once always, man, hey, I appreciate everything you've done. We've been great friends. Everybody, if you are listening, I would definitely go ahead and try to publish, purchase the book. It is a great book. And just support each other. Thank you.
God bless you and your family. Thank you for calling in, Mike. And thank you for
thank
being
you.
Part
you,
of
brother.
My family and my team, brother.
All right. Thank you. 619-924-0800. We have another caller. Caller, are
Hello?
You there? Yes.
Hi. Just wanted to call in and give my support. I read the book. I'm an educator, and definitely love the book. Need part two. So I encourage you to continue to do what you do. I'm Christy calling from Atlanta.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Christy,
for calling in today, Christy.
Thank you. Thank you for encouraging us and inspiring us, and continue to just do what you do. You're amazing.
I really appreciate it. I want you, God bless you and have a wonderful day. Thank you for stopping by today.
You too.
Thank you. All right. So once again, our number is 619-924-0800. We have about 10 minutes left. We're going to take a brief break. He's worthy to be praised.
Be
Tobin
praised.
Music. To sponsor a copy of Blue Skies and Sunny Days to our next caller. If you do not have the book, 619-924-0800, and we will sponsor a copy for you. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. He's worthy to be praised from Tobin Music. If you want to hear more, Jared, tell our listeners how they can obtain music from Tobin Music.
I'm on any platform, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, YouTube. You type in Tobin Music on Google, you'll find me. Any platform, everywhere. You can stream me, YouTube. You can, anywhere. I'm everywhere, anywhere, all the time.
Awesome. And I do
Google
want you
me.
To, we have a little bit of time left, and we're going to play another selection. But I do want you to tell our listeners, you are an entrepreneur, you're an author, you're in the music industry, you're a historian, playwright. Tell us, listeners, something about faith, your faith being tested, stepping out on faith, taking a leap of faith. What would you have our listeners to know today?
Well, I want to say when I lost my brother, that was a test of my faith. I had it all planned out, and that wasn't in the plans. So when I lost him, he was my business partner, my brother, my best friend. That was the test of life, and it was taking that grievance and manifesting that pain in a positive form through the books, through the music, through the movies, through the TV shows that we're planning on writing, and keep using that force that drives you, that pain, and manifesting it in a positive form to help people, to build, and to better ourselves.
Awesome. And that is definitely, death is something that we can never prepare ourselves for, no matter how much we know that it is going to happen. And certainly I think that is a good message to give everyone. In the midst of 2020, we've seen a lot of losses this year everywhere.
Yes.
And certainly we need to turn, take that energy and redirect it, all the grief, all the pain. Most of all, we have to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and know that he did die for us. But we've got to, and our faith is going to be tested. And it doesn't stop with just one situation, you know. So we have to be mindful.
He's here. He's willing and he's able. And look to the heavens where your help is. And I pray for everyone that's out there going through something, whether it be good or bad. You know, I pray for you, and may you be blessed, and may God carry you, and may he bless everything that you touch, everything that you desire, and everything that you love.
Amen. So
amen.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost out of time. And once again, Mike, we are going to look for to hear from Mike Vargas in a few days. And he's going to come back with Jared as well. And we want you to purchase Blue Skies and Sunny Days. He is a...
at thebookpatch.com.
At thebookpatch, yes.
Yep, at thebookpatch.com. And also want to just... Mike is an extraordinary human being, a wonderful person, and a very strong black man. So I'm happy that he would be you honoring him by coming to your show, and it was an honor to come be on your show today too, Lamar. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much to everyone a part of Global Gospel, and this is one of the hottest radio stations out there that's spreading the spiritual name of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. I always tune in, and I'm honored to be on your show, sir.
Thank you. You are too kind, and we thank you for sharing with us. We pray God's blessings on your all your endeavors as well. Is there any, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special guest today was my friend and brother, Jared Kershaw. And it's amazing. Sometimes you can know people for so long, but we were just talking, and we actually found out our families are from the same place. So
same place. That,
life is, the world is, they say 6 degrees of separation, but it's actually smaller than that now.
Yes,
6 degrees.
Yes,
but we're all connected in some way or some form. And of course, we're connected through Christ. And so we thank you all for listening in and sharing with us today. We want you to get the book Blue Skies and Sunny Days. And there's also a piece of faith in there as well, which I intended to bring out. You know that culturally, our our Christianity or our faith has sustained us through everything, through slavery, through Jim Crow,
yes.
through civil rights, through our current situation, Black Lives Matter, and everything
yes.
that we are going through. Jesus Christ is our rock, our salvation, and our foundation. And certainly we don't
mm-hmm.
believe that it is a religion that belongs to any particular race, because as you can read and you'll find out, our races have the races have mixed more than one time. So we're all diverse in some way
yes.
or another. But once again,
yes.
we thank you, Jared, for sharing with us today. Was there anyone that you didn't shout out, any of your family members that you wanted to shout out, the Jin shout out?
I just wanted to say thank you. Shout out to you, Lamar, seriously. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for who you are and how powerful you are in our community, being a positive brother. And I just also want to give a big shout out to my mother, my nephews.
That's number one.
My godson, Malik. Yes. My godson, Malik. And a big shout out to the Lord who always covers me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Again, we thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you. We are out of time. And I think Brother Jared has offered his prayers for all of you, our listeners. And we've
all
offered prayers back. And so we're going to close with this. And we want you to go out and get some more music from Tovin Music. I only played one selection. I had about four, but I didn't get to it. But you had a sample, and we're going to play more in the weeks to come, and we're going to play more when he comes back. But I just want you to continue. I'm going to leave you with this selection to fight on. And we're all in a race, but we have to continue to fight. Once again, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're archived, Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. God bless you, and fight on until we meet each other again. And we want you to be blessed and be safe and always keep Christ first in your life and keep fighting on. God bless you.